Glory to God. Amen, amen. Well, you may be seated. The Lord has something to say to us. I think I should. We should go through our 2024 confession. Amen. So let us pull it out if you have it. Otherwise, please help project it online. And let's go together. Are we ready? Yeah. All right. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being, born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind, and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus, and I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stone to glory testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am undercover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am undercover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am undercover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am undercover. I am prospered, protected, preserved in the ark. I am undercover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am undercover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in the thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken, and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities, and the walls of Jericho are fallen. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, Everything is possible. Emmanuel Ubani, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own bucket and have your own channel of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you? Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You made it to the end. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, today I want to share, hopefully, a brief message that I have titled, I Hear a Sound. I hear a sound. Can you help me preach it to somebody next to you? I hear a sound. If they don't want to hear you, preach it to yourself. I hear a sound. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to go to the book of 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, let me preface this with the backstory here. So Elijah had just had this encounter with the worshippers of Baal, right? Most of us may know the story. He called them to this valley or to this mountain and decided, you bring your own bull, and I'm going to bring mine, and then let us see whose God can actually light up their sacrifice. And so they had that encounter. These guys did what they did, and they did not succeed. And Elijah called fire from heaven, and he came and lit up, according to the scripture, that sacrifice. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is the encounter they had, right? And right after that, this is what happened. Verse 41 of 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get up, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Verse 43, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass, in verse 44, at the seventh time, he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like the man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with cloud and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And verse 46, the last verse, it says, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Hallelujah. So, this is the man who prophesied that there will be no rain. And at this point, it has been well over 3 years. It's going on 4 years that the earth has not tasted rain. So it is dry. There is hardship in the land. And he has just had this contest with the worshippers of Baal. And he has silenced them. He actually, right after the sacrifice, wiped out 850 worshippers of other gods. So now, if there is any God in the land, it is Jehovah. Amen. Nobody can stand to say, I am a worshiper of this other God or I'm a prophet of this other God, because all those prophets are gone. The only prophet that can speak on behalf of God on earth is Elijah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so here he is. He came up and he told this king, hey, get up, go and eat. For I hear what? The sound of abundance of rain. Now, there is a principle in interpreting scripture or understanding scripture that where the scripture is loud or articulate, you ought to be loud, clear, or articulate. Where the scripture is silent, you be silent. Don't plug in your own interpretation there. Don't try to assume something or try to make it up. If the scripture doesn't say this, don't say it. Don't suggest it. Just because the time when these events took place is totally different from where we are right now. Mm-hmm. So the understanding of those seasons are totally different. Mm. Amen. Amen. And so he came up to Ahab and told him, get up, go and eat and drink and celebrate. For I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Somebody say, I hear a sound.
I hear a sound.
Question. Did Ahab hear the sound? There is nothing in scripture that says there was some type of wind blowing to suggest maybe rain is coming. There is nothing in the sky that the scripture mentioned to say maybe rain is coming. The weather forecast did not tell us that rain is coming. All they know is that it has been dry for more than 3 years now. And it's going to continue to be dry, except this man does something about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he told this guy, rain is coming. Not just rain, but abundance of rain.
Amen.
And the man obeyed him. He didn't hear a sound. He didn't see any physical evidence. But the man who called fire from heaven, the man who just wiped out 850 men who were worshiping other gods, the man who just delivered him from the stranglehold of Baal, had just told him, I hear a sound. If you were in Ahab's shoes, would you be asking any questions? Or would you believe the man who just called fire from heaven? And so, he told him that, and Ahab went up immediately to celebrate in expectation, in anticipation of the rain.
Amen.
But there was no evidence of rain. Nothing suggests to anyone around that there was rain. But everybody fell in line. Somebody say, rain is coming. Elijah went up to Mount Carmel. Remember, he had just prayed and called rain. Called fire. He went up and took that unusual position to pray. Every time you receive a word from the Lord, it is not a time to discuss. It's not a time to begin to seek people's opinion. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 1 from verse 15. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Verse 15 says to reveal his son in me.
Amen.
And that I might preach him, Christ, to the hidden. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. So in other words, if Paul himself received the sound of deliverance, received the sound of salvation, received a sound of ministry, and chose, you know what? I know that we have Peter and the rest of them in Jerusalem. But right, this is not the time to begin to go ask, can I join the team? No. This is a sound from heaven.
Amen.
It is a time to separate yourself and begin to ask the Lord, Lord, how, what, when? Open my eyes, whatever you show me, help me to see what you're revealing. Help me to hear what you are saying. Help me, oh God, to fall in line and be fully aligned with where you are leading. Hallelujah. That is the time. So Elijah didn't care who heard or who didn't hear. It's none of his business. I said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain. He went up to the mountain. And he started to pray. Wait a minute. This is the man who just spoke and said, fire, come down. What changed? Is it because it is water that he has to now squat in that unusual position to pray? Do not stereotype your God. Just because the Lord told you to strike the rock yesterday. Okay, you didn't hear. Just because the Lord told you, smite the rock today. Doesn't mean tomorrow he's going to tell you, smite. Do not take it as a template. What is consistent is that you will go before the Lord and receive an instruction from him per time. Not box God. I remember a message I shared with people many years ago. I think it was 2019, early 2019 in Nigeria. Say, the Almighty in a box. Where we have boxed God with our religion. That people now put out templates. This is how you do it. It is good for, you know, for guardrails and all of that in a general sense. But to take it as the law, you cannot go against this. No. No. He can tell you, take your cloak and heat the water and it will split. But he can tell you, take the rod, which is the word, and split the water and it will split. Or he can just tell you, why don't you just walk on that water?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do not put the Almighty in a box.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He heard a sound. And this time, it wasn't a time to say, okay, rain, come down. No. He went to pray. And what is so interesting about it is, while praying, I mean, you would say, this is Elijah. You pray once, it should happen. But he prayed the first time. He sent his servant, go and check. The servant went out, looked around, and you know what? The Bible says, look toward the sea. Every time the Lord gives you instruction, he narrows your view. Everything is not an inspiration. Everything is not an option for you. When he says, you know, start this project or embark on this mission or get into this industry, he narrows your view to specifics. Now, he's not going to give you the full detail of it, but he will help you cast your vision so you're not distracted by everything.
Amen.
So if the Lord has called you to function in the tech industry, even though textile sounds, you know, like tech, it's still not the same industry. So if textile is falling apart, something is going wrong there, it's none of your business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are focused right there, and then you know the aspect of the tech industry that he's calling you to go into.
Amen.
And he just, and you're there in his presence, not trying to sell your own vision to God. Not trying to sell your plan to him. He gave you the sound. He gave you the sound. So what you ought to do is, Lord, this is, I'm hearing this. I have this knowledge in my spirit. Lord, what are you saying? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to go? And as you're praying, every now and then you get up, watch and pray. You get up and you check, okay, is there any movement? Is there anything different here? And you know, every time the Lord calls you to launch out into the deep, it doesn't look like the best time to launch out. Every time the Lord creates the opportunity or calls you to do something new, that is the worst time. Matter of fact, the moment you start to pray, it looks like things begin to get bad, go from bad to worse. And you're wondering, did I hear God well? But Elijah sent his servant, go look over toward the sea. Don't look everywhere else. Don't look toward the mountain. Don't look toward the desert. Look toward the sea, specific. And he came back, this servant, and said, there's nothing there. I did not see anything. Nothing is happening. There's no movement. And you know, he came back that first time. The Bible said, Elijah sent him out again. He went the second time, came back. Still nothing, sir. Now, this is becoming uncomfortable for this servant. A man who has worked closely with Elijah and seen the power of God move through him. A man who stands and speaks words and just see the power of God working. Now he has prayed the first time. No evidence anywhere. He went out the second time, came back. Sir, there's nothing. The servant did not hear what Elijah heard. He went the third time. Go and check. Meanwhile, Elijah is still praying. Amen. When the Lord gives you a word, when the Lord prompts you, when the Lord gives you a vision, it doesn't matter the report you receive. Keep praying. Amen. Keep pushing. Keep pressing in his presence until you receive that signal that he has planned for you, for you to take the next action, for you to take the next step. People around, nobody else heard that sound. The servant did not hear the sound. You see, one interesting thing is a lot of times we feel like, you know, God has given me this word. Maybe I should drag somebody in and join me in prayer. Join me, let's agree in prayer. There will be a time for that, right? But when the Lord gives you a sound, that is not a time to bring somebody in, because I can tell you for sure that in the middle of you praying, you pray the first time, you check, you pray the second time, you check, nothing is happening. The third time, the person will begin to change your plan. Now the prayer point is changing gradually. Now, all of a sudden, they are receiving from the... I just sense in my spirit that, you know, I think the Lord is saying this. And you, because you want to see results, you add it to the prayer point. And by the seventh time, the whole plan has changed. The vision has changed. You have actually lost your position. Now you are hearing a different sound. Somebody said many years ago that the will of God, the will of God will not sustain you where his grace did not stake you. Amen. Amen? Or rather, the grace of God will not sustain you where his will did not take you. Amen? The Lord is not obligated. Listen, what a lot of people enjoy is just, you know, congregational and anointing, you know, the sovereign mercy and grace of God a lot of times. When you are not aligned with God in his will, you will just, with long life, I will satisfy you, all those covenant blessings. But what he has designed for you, you can't get. Hallelujah. And so that is not the time to begin to bring Ahab into the prayer meeting. Or bring the servant. All the servant could do was just go and check. I didn't call you here to pray. Give me the report from the market. What is happening in the stock market? What is happening in this industry? What is happening in this field? What is happening in that country where the Lord is leading me? All you are getting is, what you are looking for is not things are going bad. That is not what you're looking for. You're looking for the signal. There is a specific signal God is sending you. So everything might be crashing. Things may be going terrible. That is none of your business. I hear a sound.
Amen.
That is the motivation. I hear a sound. God is getting ready to do something, so I got to be in position.
Yes.
Lord, when is it starting? When can I move? When can I take off? Every time is not the best time. The Bible says that that he makes all things beautiful in his time. Some translation says in its time. God's time has been embedded into everything, and now you call it its time. You have your time. The time you have is God's time that he has planted in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he went up first time, second time, third time. Now this man is looking at Elijah like, are you sure you really heard this sound or you're just making it up? Maybe all the noise around your ear is buzzing or something. I hear a sound, not just of rain, but abundance of rain. Now if you are expecting abundance of rain, you need to see something very significant in the sky. Right?
Yeah.
He went six times. No evidence. Not one evidence to show there is some type of rain, some kind of rain coming. Oh, glory to God. I want us to read, wow, I've jumped way ahead of myself here. I want us to read from verse 44, but I want that verse 44 in the Message translation. And the seventh, when he went the seventh time, he said, and sure enough, the seventh time he said, oh yes, a cloud. But, I see a cloud, I see something. Not everywhere else, toward the sea. I see a cloud. This cloud is small though. I thought you said it's an abundance of rain. What is this I'm seeing? And he said, but very small, no bigger than someone's hand. Now, in the King James, you know, it says a man's hand. You know, sometimes men's hands can be, it says someone's hand. So it can be any kind of hand. Tiny, big, whatever, but it is a hand. Now, you're expecting a mighty rain to come, and you're seeing cloud that is this small in the horizon. It doesn't look like what you are expecting. You have been pressing and praying and seeking the face of God for the when, for the how, and the detail of it. And then he sends you a signal that looks very insignificant. You are wondering, how does this measure up? The Lord is about to embarrass me in front of everybody. But that was enough for Elijah. He was the one that heard the sound, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
You are the one that heard the sound.
Amen.
And you know what you are looking out for.
Yes.
Silence every voice that is external to you. It doesn't matter what their experience is or how far they've been in the business of forecast. The Lord has given you the signal. It is time to move.
Hallelujah.
We notice that Elijah didn't continue praying. Because this is where we miss it. The Lord has given you the signal, but it is too small. And now you say, you know what? I'm going to pray so that the signal can be bigger. No. That's the time to move. Get up from your feet. Get up off your knees and get on your feet and start to move. Start to implement. Start to get things going. Sometimes you are praying for a breakthrough in an industry. And you get in there, somehow you feel like, oh, this is the great favor you've been waiting for, and they send you to the mail room. But it's actually in the company that you've been dreaming about. And you've been hoping to start off in management. But here you are in the mail room. How is this God? How is this God? Lord, I know what you showed me. I know what I felt. I heard the sound. So, how is it that now I have the opportunity You're telling me to just send emails here. Sometimes, when we seek the face of the Lord, He creates opportunities for us. He doesn't make you a Fortune 500 CEO just because you prayed and pressed. It doesn't matter what your qualification is. You need to be humble enough to see and recognize what He is revealing. Don't be too proud to take on that opportunity. And we're going to see what happened here. He looked at it and saw that small cloud that the servant said, oh, but it's too small. This thing is too tiny. We're talking about abundance of rain. This is not even going to do anything for the crops. There's a major drought in the land. We are expecting abundance of rain, something that will revive the land, something that will refresh the land. And here we are with that tiny thing over there. We don't even know if the rain is going to even get to this area. But he said, quickly, on your way, tell Ahab, saddle up, get down from the mountain before the rain stops. Ahab was still eating. Ahab was feasting. Now, when the Lord gives you a vision, people might be eating. There are some people that might be feasting, having a great time. Don't be distracted by that. Don't be distracted by the people who are living it up. The Bible says, go up, get thee up, eat and drink. That's in verse 41, 42. Bible says, Elijah said, I'm going up to Mount Carmel. I'm going to throw myself down and pray. Somebody went up to eat and drink. This one went up to pray. There is a difference between the supper room and the upper room. So, while that one is eating and drinking, nothing wrong with it. But Elijah is the one that heard the sound. So you cannot be regulated by the people who did not hear what you heard. Amen. You are on a different track. Amen. Now what you have received might be beneficial to them in the long run. But at this time, there is a sacrifice that needs to be made on your part. You need to set yourself aside. At some point, you will get to the supper room. But right now is the time for the upper room. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, let's go to the next verse, please. What verse? Let's have verse 44, please. 45, sorry. In a message still. After he had told him, saddle up and take off. That same small cloud that was like the hand of someone. He said, things happened fast. Somebody says, things happened fast. That little thing that God gave to you, that little opportunity God gave to you, that thing that looked insignificant, the Bible says, things happened fast. Just because Elijah recognized the opportunity, just because Elijah obeyed God, time God caused things to accelerate. So it felt like, hey, listen, me starting from the mail room is going to take me about 10, 15, 20 years before I get to management. But things happened fast. The one that gave you the sound for prosperity, the sound for healing, the sound for deliverance, the sound for salvation, the sound for breakthrough, the sound for new beginning, the sound for new opportunities, the sound for new horizon, the sound for new perspectives, the sound for new things. He is the one that will cause things to happen fast. The Bible says that the sky grew black with wind-driven clouds. Before now, there was no wind. Before now, the sky was bright and clear. The sun was shining. Everywhere was dry. But now, the Bible says, things happen fast. One moment, it was bright. But the next minute, the sky turned black, and now the wind was blowing, the cloud was gathered. It was time for an outpouring. I hear the sound of abundance, abundance, abundance of rain. You cannot put a limit to what God is said to do. You have to step aside. You have to step back and let God lead. Let the Lord lead you. You gotta keep your ears open. Keep your eyes peeled on the promise. You have to be ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. God is set to do something, but it is not based on your own personal understanding. It is not based on existing wisdom. It is based on the very will of God, on the very plan of God. 3.5 years, it hasn't rained. There is nothing to suggest that rain will fall. In the marketplace, things are falling apart. It looks like there is no room for you. There is no market share that you can break in through. But the Lord says, things are about to happen so fast, your head will spin. When you take a look around, you see blessings. The Lord will cause you to have accelerated increase. The Lord will cause you to have accelerated increase. Hallelujah. That is when you take one step, it feels like a giant just took a step. Hallelujah. And then a huge cloud burst of rain. A huge cloud burst of rain. And Ahab took off. Ahab seized the opportunity. He saw the movement. He saw the manifestation. The Lord uses you to activate something. The Lord has used you to start something. And people see it. And they seize the opportunity to jump in. Amen. To see what they can get. Amen. And they begin to run ahead. Now they have occupied all the positions. They have bought all the shares. Now they are claiming to be captains of industry. Now they are claiming to be, we are the thought, what do they call that thing? The thought leaders in the industry. So now when you turn on your TV, they are the ones that come on CNBC and begin to talk jargons. And the Lord is right there and said, don't worry. The next verse says, and the Lord's hand was upon Elijah. In your New Living Translation, the Bible says, and the Lord gave Elijah special strength. There is special strength available to you. Something that goes way far and beyond your natural wisdom and ability. Hear me, nobody has run ahead of a chariot before, but I can tell you right now that those things that seem impossible, the Lord will cause to be possible for you. The Bible says that with God, all things, everything is possible. And so there is special strength for you. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord gave Elijah special strength. This is going to make up for every form of incompetence that you have. Yes, you are smart. Yes, you've done all the professional courses. Yes, you've done all the trainings. But it looks like you are lagging way behind. You are like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years behind. You are too late to come on board. But listen, the Lord is about to use you to disrupt that industry. Right now, they're going to be standing and watching, and they see you running ahead. They wake, they go to bed one day feeling like they're the kings and the queens, and they wake up the following day and they see this person running ahead of them. Now this person is the one everybody's talking about. It's trending all over the place, and you're wondering, who is this person? Where did this person show up from? Who is this joker? And then some, like Nicodemus, will show up at night and say, hello. Don't mind all those people, please. Can we partner together? Hallelujah. The very grace that you need for you to be able for you to be able to accomplish all that sound has activated will be available to you. When the Lord gives you a sound, he's not giving it to you based on your natural competencies. He's not giving it to you based on your natural abilities. Yes, all of that is good when you did not hear a sound. But when the Lord gives you a sound, some of you have been carrying a vision for years. You've been praying. And since you prayed until the sixth time and you didn't see anything, you walked away. But the sound never left. The Bible talks about a cloud gathering, how depressing it is for when you see the cloud gather and then at the end of the day, there's no rain. That's what's happening. You have prayed, you have pressed, and right, you know in your heart that something ought to be happening right now. I have prayed. Lord, I hear the sound. It is loud in my ears. I know nobody else is hearing it. Nobody else is seeing it. Matter of fact, the people are saying, you know, the market is trending away from this thing you are receiving in your inside. The market says there's no room for that idea that you are conceiving. But you hear it on the inside of you that this is what is supposed to be happening right now. And you pressed. And it began to feel like, Lord, I'm feeling frustrated about this. Yesterday, I prayed for somebody. If I raised the dead yesterday, how is it that this matter right now is not moving? Nothing is happening. But it is the Lord's timing.
Amen.
We don't go into his presence with our own time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. And he will give you the grace. He will give you the wisdom you need. He will open the door that needs to be opened. He will cause you to gain the access you need to gain. He will cause you to speak to the person you need to speak to. You will not waste your time with time wasters. Hallelujah. And every person, you know, somebody made a statement one time, you know, he said, results will always cancel insults.
Amen.
And so there are naysayers around. It's okay. They are looking at you and wondering, why is this person wasting their time? Why are you so insistent on this thing? Why are you still feeling so strongly about this? This is what is trendy right now. Why don't you buy into it right now? This is what... Haven't you heard of people who based on what they were seeing in the natural, they left their position in the company and went to separate a different department in the same company, and that department shut down and they lost their job? What sound are you hearing? Are you going by the sound that men are making or the sound that the Lord has put on the inside of you? I hear a sound. He said the Lord gave Elijah special strength. Not everyday type of strength. Not great value strength. Hallelujah. He gave him special strength. He was ahead of the pack. When you are locked in with God and God's timing, you become a pace setter. He sets you ahead of every other person. Even the things that you're thinking about, and you will stand and say, who am I? What is happening? Where did that come from? I know I'm smart, but yeah. How did that happen? What did this is the same thing I've been saying for 20 years. How is it now so fantastic? And everyone says, oh, wow, I've never heard that before. But I've been saying it for 20 years. The Lord will take that ordinary thing that you have. Even Usain Bolt cannot outrun a chariot. But special strength came upon Elijah. He ran ahead of the chariot. Now, instead of the chariot leading the way, Elijah was leading them to Jezreel. The Bible never said that he got, you know, tired. He got burnt out. The special strength will refresh you. The special strength will provide all of the grace you need. The Bible says his divine power has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us unto glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Well, as I wind down right now, I know some people might feel, well, I guess I missed it. I've run out of time. There's really nothing I can do about this. Can I announce to you right now that it's not over?
Amen.
There is still time.
Yes.
What is keeping you here alive and kicking is purpose.
Amen.
If there is no purpose to you here on earth, you might as well just leave. Just exit left. But the Lord is keeping you here for his purpose.
Amen.
And so that sound that is still ringing in your heart, it's time to dust up that dream. It's time to pick up that vision again.
Amen.
It's time to revive it. And now you have to stay in his presence.
Amen.
You have to press in his presence.
Yes.
Do not let the things you see in the natural, do not let your knees that are hurting make you feel like, maybe it's not possible. There is special strength at the end.
Amen.
For the joy that is set before you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to awaken it again. You say, maybe I'm just too old for this industry. Who is counting?
Mm-hmm.
Moses started his ministry at 80.
Uh-huh.
Who is counting?
Mm-hmm.
How many years did it take Noah to build the ark?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't build it in 7 days.
No.
But the Lord waited for however many years. And when it was done, then the rain came. So you have to get started with your preparation.
Amen.
In the place of prayer.
Amen.
Because God is not going to activate things and give you signal when you're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how desperate and how eager you feel. Haven't you seen when people retire, all of a sudden they begin to wither? Why? Because they feel like they have no other purpose to live for. But check out the people who retire and are still active. They keep going.
Yes.
They keep going.
Yes.
And start to look younger and younger and younger. Amen?
Amen?
So you might say, you know, I don't have that much time. There is time for you. You missed your timing. You've lost, you know, you are not aligned with God and all of that. You have all the terminologies to tell yourself that, you know, this is not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it can work.
Amen.
You can get back on track.
Amen.
The Lord can revive that ministry again.
Amen.
The Lord can revive that business again.
Amen.
The Lord can revive that vision again.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 27, I believe it is, that Apostle Paul, when they suffered shipwreck, even though Apostle Paul had told them, listen, do not launch out. Do not leave this place. There is disaster ahead. And his voice was silenced. Because who are you? What do you know about this industry? We have been fishing for long. We have been sailing for many years. Eh? What do you know about the wind? We don't see any wind. We don't see anything in the forecast to suggest there's going to be some kind of storm. Nothing. But the Lord stood by him and told him. He heard a sound.
Amen.
And these people silenced him. Results will cancel insults. They looked at him and looked at him like a criminal, a prisoner who is trying to escape, who doesn't want to get to the other side and be sentenced. But well, it happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Bible says, he said in verse 25, I think it is, that therefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So if you've missed it, if somehow you went, you know, your own way, and now you've made shipwreck, things are destroyed. That vision you launched out before God had told you to go, you missed the signal. You felt the third time, we're just going to go. After all, the Lord said it to me. He will catch up with me. And so you now went ahead and you made shipwreck. You lost a lot of money. You lost face and all of that. You're in debt. Well, it's time to be of good cheer. Sama, be of good cheer. Acts chapter 27, verse 25. Be of good cheer. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. I believe God. Yes, things have gone wrong. Things have been upended. I've lost so much time. I have suffered major setback. But here comes, I am set for a comeback. I am set for a comeback. Hallelujah. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me from the very beginning. From the Bible says, your word, oh God, is settled in heaven. His word never changes. What the Lord has promised you, he never reneges on his promises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The plan of God concerning you has not changed. Even though you have lost your place, his plan has not changed.
Amen.
His promise towards you never changes. Even though you change location, it does not change. He will do what he said he will do.
I believe God
that it shall be even as it was told. Not as the people told me. Not as the forecast suggested to me. But I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Based on the sound that I heard. Based on the revelation that I received. Based on what the Lord has shown me. I believe God. This thing works. The problem is we used our own natural wisdom. We use the world to want to regulate God's word. And regulate God's timing. We are such in a hurry. We are so much in a hurry. The Lord never finances or supports disobedience. You will never see his blessing there. So if you think you want to do it on your own, oh, well, good, go ahead. You have the strength. You might have to take a longer route. And you know that for believers, a lot of believers, I've noticed this thing, just the silent census I've been taking. Every other person is taking a shortcut. I dare you to take that shortcut. Number one, you will lose your peace trying to take that shortcut. Except you do not believe it. You do not belong to God in the first place. Except you have not surrendered to God and you don't have a sound on the inside of you. Take that shortcut. All through that journey will be longer than the regular route. You'll be like, oh my God, please forgive me. Just help me make it to the end of this thing. And a lot of times, you end up getting caught. And there's no, you can't pray to God at that point. All you can say is, Lord, please forgive me. I will not do it again. Because you know. Somebody say, I hear a sound. Say louder, I hear a sound. And I receive special strength to fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You still have time. You still have time to fulfill the divine purpose of God in your life. You still have sufficient time to accomplish God's plan for you. Hallelujah. So I want us to take a minute right now and just begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for the sound that he has given. I don't know what the Lord has said to you. I don't know what instruction you have received of the Lord. What vision he has placed in your heart. What you have probably neglected all these years. Thank him for counting you worthy to speak to you. To put that desire, that vision in your heart, and take a minute to begin to press in his presence. Begin to activate that vision. Lord, we thank you for your sound. We thank you for the vision. We thank you for that dream. We thank you, O God, for keeping it alive on the inside of us. We bless you, Lord, for counting us worthy, O God, to champion this thing, to use us to make a difference in our time, to use us to be a blessing and a model in our generation. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we give you praise. We silence every other voice. We turn our eyes away from everything else, and we set it where you have commanded, where you have instructed. Every other thing is a distraction. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, help us to see what you are revealing. Help us, O God, to recognize the signal you are sending for our next action, for the next step for us. Lord, we will not run ahead of you. Lord, we will not quit prematurely in this journey, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we receive the grace we need, our God, to stay on our knees until we see a manifestation, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God Almighty. However small the signal is, O God, we will not disregard it. We will not consider it insignificant, our God. We will seize the moment. We will seize the opportunity. We will step right through that cracked door, our God, into what you have given us access to, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we will keep our ears open. We will keep our eyes open. Our hearts, O God, are standing ready, O God, to obey, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wherever you lead, we will follow, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And when we open our mouth, O God, you will put the right words in our mouth to speak, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not lean on our own understanding, our God, in the name of Jesus. In all our ways, we will acknowledge you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic voice, every demonic sound, we silence it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We shut it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give no place to the enemy. We give no place to the deception of the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every familiar spirit, we bind and we cast you out, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God Almighty, because you are the one who is at work in us, creating your desires in us, both to will and to do your good pleasure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we know that we will receive that special strength. We know we will receive the grace that we need for the journey ahead. We know we will not be burnt out. We will not be worn out. We will not lack for strength. We will not lack for wisdom. We will not lack for grace. Yes, uncommon favor is what we have, oh God. Yes, we are enjoying favor from unusual places. Hallelujah, we thank you. And in all of this, we enjoy your peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope we receive something today. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.